Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Kirk Cousins cold called 9 to noon on a nondescript Friday. Chilly March, Twin Cities, super cool. Kevin Stefanski, full-time offensive coordinator. Gary Kubiak, assistant head coach, offensive advisor. When you get back in April and you start putting the whole thing together, what do you expect?
Well, I'm thrilled. I'm excited. Honestly, I wish week one was this coming Sunday. I understand OTAs and training camp are part of the process. You got to build a foundation, but I'm ready to get this bad taste out of my mouth and get back to playing real football. I'm so excited, and it feels like this offseason has just been dragging on. So thrilled about Kevin being in his role. We've had a great relationship. I go back to when I met him at the Senior Bowl, and I just always felt like he was the right kind of coach, that he would have success in this league, and that I hoped my path would cross with his again. And so the fact that he'll be the coordinator, I think, is a great thing, not only for our team, but specifically for me as a quarterback. We have really good dialogue, and he's very self-aware and just understands what you need to do to be a great coach in this league. And then bringing in Coach Kubiak, I think, is a huge positive. Everybody, you know, speaks well with Coach Kub, who's been around him, and he's going to provide some great experience and insight to our offense and to our team, both to Coach Zimmer and to Coach Stefanski. And it really helps that Kevin gets the dynamic. He knows how to, you know, take charge and be the offensive coordinator and be the single voice in the room, and yet at the same time allow Coach Kub to speak into things and provide insight that will only help us be a better offense and Kevin be a better coach. And so I think having two guys like that in both Kub and Kevin who are self-aware enough to work well together, I think it'll be a really good fit for our team.
Okay, you're an elite football mind. We're not. And when they made the move with Gary Kubiak, we heard a lot of zone blocking scheme, what he did with Arian Foster and Matt Schaub in Houston and winning Super Bowl 50 and the whole thing. The certainly teams don't run just one thing all the time. But like with the zone blocking scheme, say they do more of that, how can that complement and help you?
Well, I'm interested to see what it ends up looking like, just like anybody else, because we haven't had those meetings yet. We haven't gone into conversations on what it's actually going to look like. But I would think it's going to be a combination of a lot of run schemes. But I would also think that outside zone, stretch zone, fast zone blocking scheme that has been somewhat unique to Coach Dennison and Coach Kubiak going back to the Denver and Houston days, I would think that is going to be a strong piece of our run game, and then that much of our offense will flow out of that when you get to play action and the keepers and other pieces. So I'm excited to see how it all marries together, but I also think, especially when you look at personnel as well, we'll have some other styles of run games, double teams, and things that are more downhill, just because in today's NFL, you really have to, you know, be able to do it all.
Kirk, are there things that you are working on that you want to see yourself get better at this year from last year, specific things that you'd like to have as be able to look back after 2019 and say, yeah, I got better at this?
You know, I get this question every year. This is the favorite question of reporters when you go back to OTAs. What are you working on to get better? And
right.
It's like, well, you know, I don't really know that I can't play, or I have this flaw in my game that's just been a thorn in my side for 10 years. That's not the case. If that was the case, I wouldn't be where I am. I think what it's more about is the complexities of the greater game in terms of getting teammates on the same page with where you're at and getting on the same page with coaches and using those 9 weeks of OTAs and the 6 weeks of the preseason to make sure that we're all moving in one direction and we can really think and act without even having to talk to one another, because we're so ingrained with the details and the hand signals and the nuances of the offense. And that's what the offseason and preseason is all about. So it's more about the team game and the complexity of the game than it is about, oh, I want to be more accurate, or I want to improve my footwork, or I want to be better at the deep ball. I think when I look at those pieces, I say, you know, I can do all that. It's about, you know, the efficiency working with your teammates so that you are that much more accurate and you are that much more effective with the deep ball.
You, it's March, man. You definitely have an edge to your voice right now. You mentioned get that bad taste out of your mouth. It legitimately, the way things finished, or the 8-7-1, it legitimately still bugs you, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm frustrated. I haven't slept well, you know, since the end of the season, and I'm just kind of pacing around the house here in Atlanta. My wife and my in-laws are kind of laughing at me because I'm just on edge, and I just feel like we're so much better than this, and we can and will be so much better, and I can't wait to get back at it. And my January, February, and March has never felt so drawn out as this one has, so I'm excited to get back at it. I love the game and just can't wait to take more steps. And as I text teammates, I just texted him with Pat Elfline last night, and other guys like Adam and Stefan and Rudy, they feel the same way. So we're ready to get back to work, but, you know, certainly was a frustrating end of the season.
We did radio shows at the Combine last week. When you were coming out of Michigan State, what do you remember about your Combine visit?
You know, it's a grind mentally, more than just, you know, you see the underwear Olympics, that's what gets talked about, but that's probably a quarter of what the Combine really is. It's interviews with teams from the morning till the night. It's psychological tests. It's medical exams. And so that's probably more 75% of it. And you really want to ace those interviews as people get to know you just as much as you want to ace the testing and the Olympic side of it. So, I was certainly knew I wasn't going to blow anybody away in the 40 or the vertical jump or the three cone or the shuttle. And quite frankly, no one's ever brought it up since. And no one's asked me, you know, what was your, no, if they're asking you what's your three cone, it's because they really don't care. So, you know, at the quarterback position, it's about more about those interviews and those tests and kind of seeing how you tick and making sure you have the right guy from the neck up. And that's such a big part of playing in this league.
Well, main man, the radio show is weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10, from 10 until 1 Atlanta time, 9 to noon Cornfields time. If you're ever bored, text our guy. Come on, chat some ball anytime. And it was an absolute treat catching up with you today, Kirk. An early happy anniversary on a very significant day for you and your family. 1 year ago, next Friday, you became a member of the Minnesota Vikings, and we look forward to bigger and better things this offseason and next season.
Well, we're thrilled to be a part of it. It's been a great year for me and for my family. Certainly, we would have loved more from the 2018 season, as I mentioned, but we're thrilled about the future and our role there at Minnesota, and can't wait to get back. And I'm excited for free agency this year because it's going to be big for our organization again. There's going to be some big moves and decisions that are going to be made, and so I'm just excited to see what happens, just like everybody else.
Good luck. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kirk.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.